Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's that time of the year in the United States where we go through the annual changing of the clocks. It is the beginning of March, the second Sunday in March. Therefore, it is the time where in the United States where we spring forward. We set our clocks ahead 1 hour for reasons that don't make a lot of sense to anybody. Now, at least anybody who's thinking about it too much. However, it turns out that the law that we operate under as far as the clocks, I think it's called the Uniform Time Act, and it came into place in the 1960s, and it basically says that everybody, you know, every state has to have a consistent time zone for the most part, or at least follow consistent rules within that state. Although Idaho seems to strike me as a weird example because the northern part of it that's closer to Washington actually operates under the Pacific time zone, and the southern part of it operates under the Mountain time zone, which isn't confusing at all. But apparently states can decide to opt out of daylight saving time entirely, which is exactly what happened with Hawaii and Arizona. Hawaii, given where it is in the world, daylight saving time doesn't really do anything as far as shifting the day around too much. So it's just more of a hassle than anything else. Arizona wisely decided a long time ago that we don't really want to change the clocks at all. And so we're happy just leaving the time where it is. Now, there's some areas inside of Arizona that are on Indian reservations and stuff which actually do operate under daylight saving time. So it's a little more confusing than that. Of course, when you have Indian reservations that they're technically their own sovereign nations, then you've got all kinds of issues. So, apparently, and I didn't know this, didn't realize this even happened last year. I probably would have done a podcast on it. We've actually got several states now that have passed laws to say we want to be on permanent daylight saving time. Now, what's preventing them from doing that now? Now, the current laws actually allow states to completely opt out of daylight saving time entirely, which means that they're going to be on whatever their standard time is for that time zone. What's happening in a lot of states is, hey, we might as well have permanent daylight saving time. We're only on standard time for 4 months of the year as it is anyway, because we start in the beginning of November and we end effectively at the end of February, beginning of March. So, very little time is actually spent in standard time. So why don't we just make it, make it permanent? That's what a lot of the states have done. Now, the problem with that is that, that requires the federal government to decide to make that change. I'm not sure what benefit passing these laws has other than to say, yeah, we want to do that and state it very clearly. Now, interestingly, on the West Coast anyway, the states that have passed laws, Nevada's passed a law, Oregon's passed a law, Washington State has passed a law. The only state that still hasn't passed anything yet is California. And in fact, that's actually probably something they could do on their own. It's like if you get enough states together to agree, and I think that's the whole idea. If you can get all these states to agree, then hey, let's go ahead and be on daylight saving time and be done with it. And in fact, what's happening in some other states is say, yeah, we just want to be one time zone over. So instead of being in the Eastern time zone, which has a specific daylight, there's specific offset to GMT. Let's be in the time zone to the right of that, which is Atlantic, and we will be off of daylight saving time and call it good, which, is another sort of hack, I guess you can do in the law. But I think even that requires some level of, agreement by the government. The problem is that when states or, areas decide to be on different time zones, it has an impact to outside of that area, right? Because it's much easier if, an area is uniform in terms of time zone, and it makes it easier to schedule. And in fact, I suspect once we make our changes here in the United States, as far as time zones are concerned, that adjacent countries, Canada and Mexico, will probably make their changes appropriately. And not only that, I'm sure we'll start seeing maybe a worldwide change to get rid of daylight saving time. And now, quite honestly, I don't care one way or the other whether the extra hour comes, one part of the day or another, right? I just want to stop changing clocks twice a year. I mean, I do that enough with the travel, although with travel being somewhat curtailed because of concerns of the coronavirus. I'm not traveling too much right now. I just don't like changing clocks if I don't have to. And so, I tend to deal with that enough just within my travels anyway. So I'd rather when I'm home for there to be no more daylight saving time. And we might actually be finally getting to a point where that might happen. I think if enough states pass these laws, then the federal government will eventually do something. But, but I think even if enough states get together within a time zone, I suspect that, they can make the changes anyway and then just be done with it. I think once California gets on board with it, then we could actually get to a point where, or even just on the West Coast, that we just stop changing clocks. And, then at that point, it becomes the federal government's job to just say, okay, it's permanent DST. I think that's eventually going to happen. It happens to be one of the few issues in the United States that is bipartisan. Given how partisan our politics have been, so much lately, this is one of the few issues that seems to cross that boundary. And actually, most people agree that daylight saving time is a waste of time and we should stop with it already. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.